What's going on, everybody? Wilson here, your spiritual hype man, and I hope you're having a great day. And if you're not, just remember it's just our thoughts in our head. And that's something I'm kind of like dealing with right now, actually. Not feeling like 100%, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not feeling like I think it's just like a ebb and flow sort of thing. So I'm trying to give myself my own prompts. I'm trying to work the Jedi mind masterness. And so sometimes it's just like, I feel like, honestly, right now, I'm just trying to figure it out. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to get to that level of either biohacking, going outside. Like, I've done the breath work. I'm currently just kind of going through the actions just to try to like get some sort of like spark and ignition to keep getting back onto this like high energy, let's go crush it sort of vibe, right? And I feel like I saw this written out a couple times ago. I think it was sprint, you know, it was like run, sprint, rest, repeat, something like that. So like the thought is, you know, you gotta rest the body, the mind, and then once you're geared up, like, go hit it hard. So I don't know if my body and mind right now is just telling me like, hey man, you just need to do what you need to do to get things done, but like give yourself more rest right now, you know? Or do you push yourself to like keep going, keep pushing, go to the gym, like kind of going through the motions? So I'm trying to figure that one out right now currently, in terms of where I'm at. Things are going great for Patty, which is great. I'm super excited for her. She joined the BNI. She's out there, you know, moving and grooving, which I'm super proud of her. So that's a good thing. Video production is good. We got some videos that need to be finished. And so that's one thing, too. I got to get those done and out. We started a new 40-40 club, basically another club for people that want to join and get video production at like a group rate. Is really in essence what it is. But I guess the macro level today is just, again, same thing. It's like you're going to go through your moments of let's go crush it. And I think throughout life you'll have those moments too that you're just sort of dealing with, like, I don't know, like a lack of mental and physical energy in terms of just like, all right. So my biggest thing is like I keep thinking about, like what are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing, man? What are we pursuing? You know? And again, the past episode that I had talked about, just it's making it enough to be financially free so you don't have to do the things that you don't want to do. And I think that's it. But again, there's like a structure of like a game that you have to play in order to get to, you know, that financial level, like, and you just have to fucking play the game, and you have to play it like more consistently than not. And for me, I feel like it's a tough, like, consistency is a tough play. Like, if it's the same shit that you got to do over and over and over again, you know, like you have to post, like, hey, you got to post every fucking day. Hey, like, even with this, like, or even with the podcast, if I don't, you know, if we don't put out an episode, I understand that, like, there has to be some sort of consistency, and I can appreciate that. But at the level of, you know, consistency that, like, social media and things for your business and to do X, Y, and Z, and then you have to do, you know, all these other things to just, like, showcase your work or showcase your, I get that. And especially now because there's, like, there's a lot more entrepreneurs or a lot more people out there doing their own thing. And so there's just more volume of this, right? And so when I look at like things on social, and again, I think the other thing is I've been on either the phone too much or just like looking at short reels too much, I think is another thing that just sort of puts me on this fucking parallel or like the spiral of just like blah. But yeah, I feel like it's like, I know there's like a pattern or a playbook in order to like get to that level, but at times I'm like, fuck. I don't, you know, there's a lot of consistency there that you have to kind of keep going and keep doing. So I think what I'm looking for is like a good balance of figuring out how much, you know, how much is my duration of sprinting and going hard versus how much time, you know, we take to sort of rest and kind of quiet the brain, even with like morning routines and stuff like that. Or maybe it's just a better structure of my schedule. So that's kind of what I'm going through right now. It's kind of what I'm looking to, you know, figure out and still go about my day. So I don't know. I think for me, it'll be maybe giving myself a little perspective or just some time to like figure it out. And I'll be back on to share that with you. And I guess before I leave, here's one thing. Like this weekend was actually pretty fun. I ended up going on a motorcycle ride with one of my buddies, and that was fun. Got a chance to get out, not really like think about anything else, so that was cool. And then on Sunday, we ended up going mountain biking, and I went mountain biking for the first time off like some jumps and things like that. And some of them, man, like thinking about it now, it's like it was. I would say if I had enough time to react and think about shit, I probably would be like, what am I doing? This is fucking scary as fuck. And there was like a moment that happened, right? There was like a moment, like there were a couple of jumps that they were like, hey, you just got to make sure you keep your speed and lean your ass back and you just commit. And so luckily there were no falls. There were, you know, other than getting the pedals, you know, the pedal snake bites on my ankle or my, what was I called? My shin, you know, no broken bones, no nothing, no falls, no catastrophic, nothing. So, and it was, and I think there was a little bit of like, one, not knowing what I was going to see down going down, right? And two, just committing to it, right? Like being, like wanting to be successful at this thing and committing to it. And so listening to like the expert or listening to someone else that have already been doing it. And I guess there's a bunch of life lessons there. So I think it's that. It's like you find the people that are willing to train you or educate you or give you like the line, right? Guide you through certain things like that. And then give you the best possible information for you to like actually succeed in whatever that is. So like in my case would be jumping off these jumps and surviving and actually, you know, making it. And again, I didn't go with my mountain bike. One of my buddies ended up sharing his second mountain bike, and I think that was important too. So like he has got a specific mountain bike for mountain biking, which obviously made things a bit easier than me trying to take out my little mountain bike that I have, right? I don't think I would have survived that if I went through with my mountain bike. So I guess the right tools, the right people to educate you, and then also there's got to be a level of commitment. And I think when you go to commit something, same thing, and you know, talking about it, it just kind of gives me perspective on you know, where I'm at, what I'm trying to do, and where I want to be. And so I think there's like a level there of parallel that you can connect in terms of just like committing. Like if you're going to commit, you're going to jump off this thing, go and fucking do it, put your ass out, you know, back out, ass out, and just, you know, keep the momentum or keep the speed. And the other thing was that like we did 7 miles, right? So it was like a 7 mile course. And there were times that we stopped and took a break and you know, took a rest. And I think this is the, you know, a good parallel between what I was talking about previously in this episode. It's like, if you're on this course, there's going to be times that, you know, you will need that time to either catch a breath, you know, reassess, realign, and then keep going, but ultimately finish the course. And so that being said, go finish your course today. Go keep crushing it. If you need some time to rest, make sure you do get some rest, or, you know, you need some time to do something else outside of everything else that you got in your brain. I would definitely suggest and encourage you to do that. And until next time, we'll see you guys again on the next one. And don't forget, nothing changes until you do. Peace.